Welcome back to the Easy Sports Talk Show, live from the Haymaker Sports Grill. Tatum and Bell. And go Pack Go. I know football is getting ready to start for them. We had the Cardinals are open training camp. We'll talk into that. And I wanted to play that for our next guest. About a month ago, Ed Smith, Easy Ed, and I, we got a chance to meet Brian Bergner. He was doing a Diamondbacks game. And Brian covers all the local teams for the Prescott area. And, Brian, welcome to the show. And I just wanted to give you a little treat on your Go Pack Go.
Thanks, guys, for playing that for me. Of course, Green Bay is from Milwaukee myself, so a big Packer fan. And I'm happy to be back on the show.
Appreciate you, Brian. I wanted to say we actually had a chance to meet Brian. Yeah. We were covering the Brewers-Diamondbacks series a few weeks ago, and we had a chance to meet you. Great to meet you, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good to meet you guys, too, finally. I've been on the radio a few times prior to that meet a month ago, and it was good to put a face to the voice. So,
yeah, Brian, before we start talking about Diamondbacks, I want to talk to you a little bit about J.D. Martinez and the trade and then getting hit. Prescott Valley Events Center, bankruptcy and everything. Can you give us a little update on that and what the latest is?
The latest right now is that the town of Prescott Valley unanimously agreed, the city council has agreed to move forward with the bankruptcy plan. The judge, Madeline Wansley, down at the U.S. Bankruptcy Court of Arizona, signed the plan as far as now it's being sent out to over 300 creditors for a vote. And once that's finished, I believe the first week of September, we'll have another hearing, and it's going to be a yay or nay. Of course, the judge in bankruptcy proceedings can always just overrule whatever the vote says anyway. But the whole idea basically is for the town of Prescott Valley to run the arena, to buy the arena, bring it out of bankruptcy, and solidify that as one of the main, sporting arenas in northern Arizona. Of course, the Suns are the Northern Arizona Suns, our anchor tenants. Scott Norton of Spectra is now the general manager, and I've spoken with him several times. He's looking to bring hockey as well back to the arena. That, of course, is only in the beginning stages, but there's a lot of good things going. I think the plan, after so many years, they lost the Arizona Sun Dogs, and then they went into bankruptcy. But I think with the Suns and Spectra now being there, which is an arena management company, there's over 140 arenas that they manage in the country. And they do have actually two arenas that host, I believe, the Windy City Bulls of the G League, and the Iowa team that is for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So they've got some experience dealing with NBA G League teams and with hockey. So I think things are looking finally up for that arena here in Prescott Valley.
Yeah, and Brian, I had heard, and I don't know, I don't remember where I saw it. I don't think it was in one of the papers that you cover. They were talking about a possible, it's not the Indoor Football League or the Arena Football League, but it's another football league that possibly could be going up to Prescott. Did you hear that, or is that put on the back?
At one time, there was indoor football here. That was before my time with the Daily Courier here in Prescott. And so I'm unaware of that right now. I think right now they're focused on, the Suns, the NAZ Suns, the Phoenix Suns just signed a 5-year contract. Originally it was a 1-year deal where either party could say, okay, this isn't going to work, and they could get out. That is all gone now. And the Phoenix Suns have signed a 5-year contract to keep the G League team here in Prescott Valley for the Northern Arizona Suns with 2 5-year options. So right now that is complete. They've got, like I said, they're looking at hockey, but they're also looking at bringing in all kinds of other things, concerts. It's really it's a community arena. I mean, they held all the high school graduations there this year. They've got a rodeo. The Turquoise Circuit, is coming up in the fall. So there's all kinds of things that happen at the arena, but I have not heard anything about indoor football yet. But that would be quite interesting, I'm sure, if they had that. So.
Brian, moving to the Diamondbacks, obviously they just acquired J.D. Martinez. It's crazy. We just get him. What did you think when you saw him get plunked on the hand? Did it make you just cringe?
Yeah, it made me shake my hand, my head a little bit. Of course, he gets plunked on the hand anytime you get hit in the wrist. or the hand area with one of those fastballs. You're always worried about broken bones. You know, those guys, they're valuable to their, you know, that's one of the most valuable parts of their body when you play baseball, the wrist and the hand. And so for his first game to come in and get hit was a little scary. But, you know, I'm glad that he's with the club. I'm glad he got a couple days to kind of let things hit him. You know, it was a surprise to him, so to speak. I mean, Detroit, he loves Detroit. And but he's also, based on a lot of his tweets and some of the interviews I've seen, he's really happy to be in the Valley and kind of help the Diamondbacks, you know, move forward. And again, he's a rental player. Let's, you know, he's going to be here for 2 months.
Yeah.
And I think Yasmani Tomas is still the future. But I think this move kind of let everybody know, you know, in a roundabout way that Tomas is really not ready to come back yet with that injury. And they really needed that right-handed bat to kind of, you know, help in between, you know, Goldschmidt and Jake Lang.
Well, it's funny you bring up that hand injury too. That is, people think the hands are not that valuable a part. My first major injury when I was playing way back in '88 was a fastball I took up and in and broke my right hand. And it's, you know, it really, those are very tender things. So, looking at the Diamondbacks right now, obviously overall for the season they're playing great ball. Exceeding expectations. What do you see as we move deeper into the second half and kind of get into the stretch period of the season, Brian?
You know, with the addition of Martinez, we're only going to reinforce offensively what we can do on the field. But I think what a lot of people really don't talk about is our rotation. Pitching, I mean, Zach Greinke, you know, Taijuan Walker, Robbie Ray. I mean, these guys are legit. Zach Godley has pitched unbelievable. I think we saw Zach when we covered the Diamondbacks and Brewers last month when you guys were all there. You know, so it's Patrick Corbin has had a couple great starts. So there's a lot of promise there with Zach Greinke anchoring that rotation. I really like our bullpen. Archie has been fantastic. I know a lot of people get all crazy about Fernando Rodney and him blowing saves, but, you know, that comes with the territory of being a closer. It's going to happen. You know, I was just as upset as anyone else to see him blow that lead in L.A. That kind of led us to have that little mini tailspin there heading into the All-Star break. You know, and that was a game we should have never lost against the Dodgers. But I still feel that he's the guy. And until Torrey Lovello says otherwise, you know, Torrey's always been behind him. He's going to be our guy. And it's not easy to just say, okay, Archie Bradley, go be the closer. Remember, Archie's young, and he's never closed before. So that's, you can't just throw a guy into that and expect him to still have a one-point-whatever ERA.
And it's funny because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, before the All-Star break, right after, everybody wanted to put Archie Bradley in as the closer. Now what are you hearing? Archie Bradley is having troubles now. Another lead last night that, you know, he ended up giving up a tie. So he's going to leave him as the seventh inning guy, eighth inning guy, because he doesn't want to mix things up. And I'm with you. All bullpens are going to go through it. Chafin started off slow. Now Bradley's going through. J.J. Hoover. And I think they're going to be okay. But the leash has got to be just a little bit shorter on Fernando Rodney, to use the old cliche, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, again, when you're in a playoff hunt, when you're, you know, in a pennant chase, you know, every blown save is that much bigger. You know, luckily we're in Arizona. We're not a national darling, so to speak. So the national media isn't going to give a whole lot of crap to Torrey, you know, Torrey Lovello and the Arizona Diamondbacks franchise for letting Rodney play, which I think is perfect because that really is going to allow people to just, you know, let him do his thing. And again, like you said, every bullpen guy is going to go through their ups and downs. And Torrey seems to be smart enough to find which guys are who going to go up, who going to be down. And let's use the guys that are up right now. And if that ends up being Hoover, you know, if Hoover ends up sliding into the seventh inning for a while, if Chapin, if Archie starts to struggle and we start, I mean, because you saw De La Rosa get used a whole lot early in the season, and now he hasn't been used very much lately. So it's, I think that we'll be okay. I really do.
Real quick, Brian, I want before we're going to take a break here in a minute, but what do you think about the possibility of the Diamondbacks even catching the Dodgers at the point? Obviously, the Dodgers have cooled down with a couple games. They've lost a couple, but they were on that streak. You know, at being 9.5 back at this point, do you think there's a possibility they could catch them, or is this a wild card or bust season?
Well, this is baseball, and we haven't hit August 1st yet. And I've always said August 1st is the day that you can look at teams and see, okay, these teams are legit and these teams are not. 9.5 games can disappear in a heartbeat in baseball. I mean, that's 2 weeks. You know, the Diamondbacks could go run 8-9 in a row off, and the Dodgers could go, 4-6, and all of a sudden it'd be a 4-game lead. And that would be before you'd even hit mid-August. So it's really going to depend. The Dodgers, the biggest thing for them, Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher in baseball. And the lineup that they've got is unbelievable. And they can spend any money that they want to bring guys in. And so that's going to be their advantage in the NL West right now. But, yes, of course, it's exciting. But you know who's coming on our tail right now? The Chicago Cubs are looking like they're going to get hot now. And so you've got some teams that are behind us in the wild card chase that won't be there for long. So the Diamondbacks really have to continue to, play well. And, last night, watching them, win that game late, that's fantastic. Fantastic to watch this summer so far.
Well, we're happy they're playing well because, like I said, it brings some excitement to the Valley. And one of the things I want to talk to you about, Brian, we're actually working on some opportunities to come up there and do some remotes from Prescott. So we're looking forward to seeing you soon, man, and we'll keep you up on all that. But in the meantime, tell everybody how they can follow you.
Well, you can find all my stuff on dcourier.com. That's the Daily Courier's website. You can follow me on Twitter at sportswriter52. You can find me on Facebook at Sports Above the Fold Sport. So I've got several different avenues for you guys to check out all our stuff.
Well, keep up the great work, man. We'll be in touch soon. We love having you on.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Have a great weekend. Yeah, that's Brian Bergner. Does great work. And like I said, great guy. It was really nice to meet him. So.